Welcome to Lost in the Supermarket. Sophie Sujnani is a young leader in the tech industry. During the pandemic, she heard about how Uber Eats and other food apps were taking a large cut of the restaurant's profits and how that was hurting restaurants. On that same day, she launched Bellevue Bites, a free and promotional platform that shares deals from local restaurants when customers order directly from them rather than through a third-party app. She has since hosted 5 food crawls and 2 cooking classes in the U.S. and Canada to raise over $15,000 for restaurants and other important causes. As she enters her last year of high school, she continues to explore how technology can be used for social good. Sophie, welcome to Lost in the Supermarket.
Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, I've got to say, you know, you're a high school student. You obviously have eaten out a lot. What gave you the passion to help these restaurateurs?
Yeah, I think it really started in March of 2020. So, you know, we saw a lot of these local restaurants really struggling, a lot of them having to close down and switching out to only takeout. And so being someone who's a foodie and who loves supporting local businesses and small restaurants, I try to think about what I could do. And I had a little bit of computer science experience at the time, and I also had a lot of free time on my hands. So with that, I started drafting up some ideas and ways to help, and Bellevue Bites somehow came to light from that drafting and from just brainstorming up ways to help.
So helping is one thing, running a business is another thing. So, you know, as you started this business, what are some of the obstacles and things that you discovered that you said, oh my God, I never thought I had to worry about this?
Oh goodness, yes, definitely a lot. I think because I had started it in my freshman year of high school, and that was obviously like, you know, everything was switching remote, and it was my first year of high school. I definitely had, like I said, a lot of free time on my hands. But I think having not had any experience in the restaurant or food industry before was definitely challenging. And I literally would have to cold call restaurants, pitch them my idea. And I think also just having the age being a little bit of a barrier at first, I kind of had to prove myself and get credibility. So that was definitely challenging at first. But I think sometimes, you know, you just have to push yourself and put yourself out there and start developing relationships.
So, you know, what I want you to do is I want you to pitch me. I own Phil's Diner. You heard about me. You heard that I had great food. Why should I go into business with you?
Yeah. So, and I think you had kind of given a little bit of a summary about Bellevue Bites. But the nice thing about the website is that restaurants usually will pay a lot of money to Uber Eats and these third-party food apps. And the reason they do that is because the convenience fees they're charged. Some restaurants will pay up to $35,000 a year, which is almost amounting to their rent. So the nice thing about having deals and being a part of Bellevue Bites is, A, you encourage people to order directly from the restaurant, right? That extra incentive, that 10 to 15% off that they get, encourages them to avoid those third-party apps. And then, B, those deals that you're offering are usually less than those convenience fees you'd rather otherwise be paying. So win-win, both for the restaurants and the customers. It also just allows you to reach new customers and reach new people that you might not been able to before.
So during the pandemic, there were a lot of states that capped fees for Grubhub and Uber Eats to 15%. Now those are disappearing that the pandemic is over. And in some cases, they're going back up to 30%. So I'm assuming that you're having a lot of restaurants call you and say, hey, we want to be part of Bellevue Bites.
Yeah, definitely. There hasn't been much legislation work to reapprove those permanent fee caps. So a lot of the major cities are seeing when those restaurants are still struggling. And now also with other economic issues of our time, such as the pandemic, restaurants are just struggling even more, and the hefty fees are not helping them at all. So hopefully we can start transitioning back to those fee caps and start controlling some of these monopoly businesses that are ruling the food industry. But I think just taking these small steps to sort of disrupt that, that's the right direction.
So you have it on a website now. I know you're developing an app. so people can do it from their phone. I guess the logical question that I've got to ask you is, how are you making money?
Oh, goodness. Nobody here. There is no money made. When I had started this, like I mentioned, I really started it because I wanted to support local businesses and I wanted there to be a way for me to help and contribute to my community. And we're a registered nonprofit, so all the money we raise from our events goes straight back to restaurants, and there's no advertising on our website. So it truly is a direct restaurant-to-restaurant nonprofit. No money is made, at least on my end.
So, you know, you're a computer geek. You started coding, you know, I guess when you were in middle school. So you built the entire website yourself.
Yeah, that's correct. So that was another one of the challenging parts. And I did ask, what are some of the challenging aspects of it? And that definitely was another part that was tough because, again, being first year in high school, I had had that computer science experience. But it wasn't to the level where I could completely develop a platform by myself. So I had to teach myself a lot and do a lot of self-learning to complete the website. But once I did, I just started spreading the word and sharing it with everyone I knew to help, you know, get the word out there and get the community involved.
So, you know, you're going to graduate high school this year. You're going off to college. Do you know where you're going yet?
I don't. I just kind of got done with the college application process, which is very stressful, but hopefully still more on the West Coast, but we'll see.
Okay. What do you want to do with your life? You know, you've done something meaningful. You obviously have a passion for the food world. I would hate to lose you to somebody like Microsoft or somebody else. What do you want to do when you grow up?
I definitely want to continue contributing to the tech industry, but I want to do it in a way that contributes to social good and improves lives. Whether that, there's so many, I think, intersections with tech. You can explore tech in the food industry, explore tech in the healthcare industry. So I definitely want to use my skills to help improve lives and to create a better future. I don't know quite what that will look like yet, but I'm hoping to study computer science in college to help get those skills and prepare myself. So
where would you like to see Bellevue Bites in a year from now, 5 years from now?
I definitely just want to see it continue to expand and reach other cities. And I think one thing about Bellevue Bites is even if these cities start imposing these permanent fee caps, I think restaurants will always need our support. They always need our communities to support them. So I think continuing to do that through events, events have been a way where we've been able to establish and collaborate and be part of the community. So I think continuing to do that and expanding our outreach.
What did you hear from either a consumer, a user of Bellevue Bites, or a restaurant that really made you proud that you said, I did this. This is cool.
Oh gosh, there's so many, I feel like, stories and interactions I've had with restaurant owners. But one that comes to mind is I had worked with the owner of a cinnamon roll shop for an event, and she had actually heard about the website before I even reached out to work for the event. And she was saying that the website was something she would never have thought of, and it was super outside of the box. But I think that idea of thinking outside of the box has definitely stuck with me. And I'm definitely a problem solver type. So if there's a problem, I try to think about creating solutions. So I think that really touched me to maybe feel really proud about the work we've done and are doing.
Well, Sophie, you should be very proud of yourself. You've accomplished a lot. You know, keep it up. Let's keep in touch. And whatever we can do to help, you know, we're here to help you. And thank you for joining us on Lost in the Supermarket.
Thank you so much, Bill, for having me.